Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
With the pieces, the lollipop is, the lollipop is, the lollipop is, and is the name of the lollipop kids.
Quit.
Quit. Stop.
Keep going.
Stop.
Keep going.
Wait, stop. Stop.
I can edit it.
You won't.
Stop. Keep going.
With a Chibokamil, too much skin blood as mayor of the ticket, I wish to welcome you to the land of the feeling, Thirty Saroy, and the...
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen, I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
Remember how fun Zook was for like 2
Zuccarello.
Weeks?
Zuccarello.
When we were there.
Zuccarelli?
We were there.
He was
Zuccarello.
A little spitfire, a little and blast of energy.
Bad Radio was there to watch him dominate for 10 minutes. We're like, man, this guy kicks ass. And he's just out for, I don't know, the next month. That was fun.
That was sad.
That was forever ago, bro. Ugh,
remember when we had forever. Sports?
Isn't
so
it?
Mark that.
Hang Zone coming at you. Hang Zone coming at you. Hang Zone coming at you.
Okay, let me see here. Hi, my name is Layla Rahimi from 670 The Score in Chicago, a.k.a. Sports Layla. And I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
But I didn't know if we should do it now or next. But
it's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
Hey, guys.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
David Mino.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Dead baby bird.
Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
Pokemon joke.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to 3, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
F*** everybody! Hell yeah!
All right.
All right.
I gotta get a new one. Who do we have a new one from the other day? Windhorst. That's right.
He
anyway.
Said that? All right.
Well,
the
he said it once.
Are done.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
No more buffets.
I think it was when he was disgusted someone got a salad. He was like,
that's
all
right. So you could loop daddy that thing and say it 3 times.
Yeah.
And then insert it into our open.
This is show number 251, Julie, of the Hang Zone. And it's show number 208 done right here in the den. However, the first show ever with Julie Dobbs in the den of inequality, which makes it now a den of equality.
Is it now?
Well, we still have 3 boys and 1 girl.
That's true. Thanks for letting me in to the den.
Also, one big cup.
Yeah.
Full of
the Zen bin.
She says it's Coke.
It is Coke.
Well, and
what Friday.
Else? Yeah, you know what?
Don't know if she.
Someone bring me something.
Pour a little something. Well, I see you also carrying that Dallas Stars Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's in there. I'm pretty sure the Coke is Coke.
Yes.
But, you know, a little pick-me-up, a little something for the morning.
The Coke is Coke, and I've got myself a water. On Fridays, I try to wait till at least 4 p.m. to have a little something extra in my life.
So you actually have a timer? You have to wait?
No, but Fridays, it's harder to wait longer. Because you make it through the week, you get done with work, you come home, you realize you got a whole weekend ahead of you. And it's usually something like a nice little seltzer, just something light. You know what I mean, Mino.
Kind of tee you up a little
or
bit.
Or a couple seltzers.
Or a couple seltzers. Yeah, just get things going. But we're not quite there yet. We have a few hours until that happy hour time.
It is. So Julie's here. Because Jake is not.
I know.
Jake is gone.
Do you still have the same open door policy up there?
We dealt with that early on. And now I'm thinking there's another problem. So this is the den is my office, basically. Does this feel like have an office feel?
No. You might as well have like a sign on the door scribbled in crayon, no girls allowed, as you walk into this den.
The He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Mm-hmm. It's a boys club, for sure, as it should be, because y'all are boys.
But there's also a lot of kid stuff as far as pictures of kids and all that.
Yeah.
Right?
It is a nice little combination of those two things. Lots of kid stuff, actually.
Of course, we have the Certificate of Achievement when I passed the cyber training. I put that over a piece of kids' artwork. There's enough kids' artwork in here, don't you think? That we need to highlight me being great.
That was the cyber training one?
Whatever the last one was, I'm the first one on the ticket to have finished it.
Where'd the other one go? The sexual harassment in the workplace one. Did you throw that one in the trash?
Well, this one superseded that one. So I no longer have to adhere to the sexual harassment
training. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
But now I will not be scammed.
This one rendered the last one null and void.
Yeah. But what your thoughts on just the den before we get to the bathroom sitch?
I really like the den.
Is it what you thought it would be? Is it messier? Is it cleaner? What?
It's a good combination of messy and clean. It's messy in certain spots, but I wouldn't say overall the thing is just a big mess, like pigsty kind of place. You know, things gather in certain corners, which is fine. Like I said when I walked up here, I wish I had a room that I just didn't have to worry about being neat and tidy.
I think you've offended Dan.
What did I say?
By calling it dirty.
I didn't.
I think he was looking around to see what was dirty, because Dan's
very organized.
It's a difference
between messy and dirty. Messy's fine. Dirty.
No, I get it.
Ugh.
It's just like cluttery.
Things have gathered. Like, I try to be, it's an organized chaos.
Yeah.
You know, I know where everything is on that desk, but boy, that's a lot of stuff that is stored up over the last 8 years we've lived here.
But overall, for a man cave, it's quite tidy. Or a dragon's den. Or a doggy den. Because I've just learned that the dogs basically live up here all the time.
The Zen
bin. And that they're going to be right here next to me this whole entire show.
Yeah, the one was rooting through your purse.
Already was.
And he's now...
He's calmed down.
Yeah, he's settled down. They're pretty excited. So, yeah, we have an open door policy up here as far as the bathroom is concerned. Blake learned that a couple weeks ago the hard way.
Yeah.
As my wife was very impressed. At her first meeting Blake.
That's good. Better than the alternative.
She's like, all right.
Can I ask about that open door policy and why you guys initiated the open door policy? Because I know you said that dudes do that, but I still am uncomfortable with going into the bathroom and having the door wide open to the world.
Well, first of all, it's rare that somebody else is even up here, just in general.
Okay.
This is my place, and if my daughters come up here, they would be the second most likely to be up here, and then third most likely is actually the wife. She doesn't come up very often at all. And
is it hard? Like, is it does it wear you out to close the door, or why?
It's just like, why?
Okay.
And it's over there kind of away anyway, so if I went now and Jake is sitting here, well, he can't see me, and vice versa.
Uh-huh.
Not that that matters to dudes so much. We're used to going to the bathroom in front of each other.
When you have to. But you would think if given the choice, you would separate yourself and from the other person.
The older you get, the less you care.
Yeah, but we have urinals. Urinals are just guys standing next to each other going to the bathroom. So it's society has set it up in our mind that dudes go to the bathroom next to each other all the time.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't exist in the female species.
And so you carry that same mindset into your home. Because that's what you're used to.
Right. It's not my fault. It's society's. But, so yeah, I have stuff hanging on the door, and the dog bowls are sitting in front of the door, so.
You want that door open.
It's just easier.
It's just the way it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, oh, I'll just pop in and I'll close the door.
So when
but
Julie.
But that looked like a lot of work to close the door.
It would be. So when Julie got here, I directed her downstairs to a bathroom I really never use. I can't remember the last time I used that bathroom. So we can call it the girls' bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Because my daughters and wife do use that one, and it's right next to the kitchen, and it's a very short walk. However, now that I've had three coffees this morning and a however much water that is,
mm-hmm.
36 ounces, 48 ounces, I don't know, now I'm starting to think it's about time, and then now I'm thinking, oh, wait, I can't go use open door policy while Julie sits here. As
correct.
I could while Blake or while Jake is here, that would be
I appreciate that.
Uncouth. So now I'm going to have to go find the third bathroom in the house,
and
which I will do.
I'm thinking that so society has also told us that men and women, you know, out in public have their own restroom. But when we go into the home, we're all just supposed to share everything. So while we're changing things, I think it'd be cool to have a dedicated boys' bathroom in a house and a dedicated girls' bathroom in the house, just like you do here at the Dragon's Den.
See, now some go the other way
mm-hmm.
in the sense that, well, I guess I say some, and now that I think about it, maybe only the show Ally McBeal. Are you familiar with the show Ally McBeal at
mm-hmm.
all?
Yeah, The Little Dancing Baby. I remember that one.
Okay, well, I'm more referring to the transgender bathroom. Not transgender, the... dual sex. I'm
yeah.
going to mess up another word, I'm sure. Is there a word for same sex bath? Anybody?
Yeah.
Not same sex. All sex bath. Everybody bathroom. So, you know, there'd be a dude in the stall, but Ally McBeal would be putting on her makeup at the sink, and
okay.
then the dude would walk out. Because that's just the way we live anyway, and like you said, in our homes, it does not offend to actually use the same toilet that a female uses or. You know?
Right. Were they at a workplace sharing the bathroom
yeah.
like that? Okay. Because all I remember from that show really is
The Dancing Baby.
The Dancing Baby.
Yeah.
And Ally McBeal. She was cute. I liked her suits.
Yeah. A bit on the skinny side.
Yeah. She was quite skinny.
But yeah. So I will... this bathroom here in the den today will not be used. Except if I want to touch up the makeup.
He's being a true gentleman, you guys.
That's what I'm all about, bro.
Yeah, but
I'm appreciative of that.
Does the downstairs bathroom have the nice smelling hand soap?
It does.
Like the den does? Okay.
It does.
Every sink in this house, Blake, including the two in the kids' bathroom and the two in my bathroom, in my bedroom bathroom, each has its separate foaming hand soap.
That's the best kind.
I don't use the other kind of hand soap. I don't know what you would call that.
Liquid?
Like a bar soap?
The liquid hand soap.
Okay. I don't know what it is about us as women / wives / moms, but you get to a certain point, and I feel like I've just hit this point within the last year where I really care about the hand soaps in the bathroom. And once you find out about this foaming hand soap from this one particular store, you got to get yourself some.
Bath and Body Works?
Yes.
Is that the one? Yeah, I usually use that.
That's the one. And it's like if you go into somebody else's home and they don't have it, you're kind of like, oh, darn.
Right.
She must not have it all together.
Do you like to, I'll buy in bulk, not bulk, but probably five or six at a time. Whatever the special, they'll have like a special. You got to buy.
Oh, there's always a special.
Right.
You can't just buy two. You've got to buy five.
Right.
If you buy five, you save $5.
Right.
And I fall for it
right.
every time.
But do you have to accessorize for the season. You know, you got your spring slash summer line out now, or you can get your, you know, Christmassy flavors.
I try to, and then the awkward time is when it changes season, like when it quite obviously changes season and the weather turns.
But you have 1/8 of the hand soap for the Halloween hand soap left.
What do you do with it? Do you put it away? Will it still be good in a year when
now,
Halloween
often,
comes around again?
That one, now we will move that out to the garage utility sink. And that's where the leftover hand soap...
You've got a system.
We have a whole plan here. So it seems messy, but there is a...
No, I love it.
There is something behind it.
20 or so years, I hope I have better plans with my hand soaps and that I can figure all of this out and that I know what to do with all of the kids' stuff that gathers in the corners of my house because you have it all displayed throughout your home. And I love that. This is perfect. I'm learning a lot here today, Dan, about how to do life and how to have a household.
The year of Dan.
Perfectly featuring your kid things.
It's now the year of Dan if Julie's coming around to thinking Dan doesn't suck so bad.
I never thought that.
It is Tall Boy Friday. Apparently the show is divided on whether it's Flannel Friday or Hawaiian Shirt Friday.
Oh, no. Who's in flannel? Mino?
Blake?
I
can't really tell what Blake's wearing.
I got a Hawaiian shirt on.
Okay, so only Mino has gone flannel.
This is the closest thing to a Hawaiian shirt that I have.
What do you mean? A flannel?
Yeah.
Is the closest thing to a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah,
what's your
Friday.
Size? What size do you wear?
Large. XL. I can wear it. Whatever.
Didn't I give you a Hawaiian shirt already?
He just answered me two things for what size do you wear.
I gave you a Hawaiian shirt, Mino.
It was in the control room. I kept it in here so I could just throw it on Fridays, and then it's no longer in here.
We think Trey took it.
Oh.
But we still have my Christmas tree.
That's out of season now.
Is that here, there in the studio?
Yeah, it's still plugged in. It survived the snow apocalypse.
That's impressive. Okay, DJ's in his Hawaiian shirt. Hi, DJ.
Hey, guys and gals. I actually had to borrow this from Blake as well, so I was close to being an offender, too.
You borrowed one from Blake.
That's dedication.
I don't own a flannel or a Hawaiian shirt. I asked Blake last night, am I in the minority of guys that doesn't own either of these? I feel like I am.
That's an interesting question, certainly. I wonder, do most men own a Hawaiian shirt and a flannel?
I had to buy my Hawaiian shirts.
888-787-1310. You didn't own one before you joined the show.
Tell us about your shirt, Dan.
Oh, it's the octopus shirt. I wore this just for you, even though it's not Octopus Day. But it's right around the corner,
oh
Julie.
Oh, my gosh.
It is right around the corner, and there's big plans for Octopus Day. I don't want to talk about it, though.
Monday. Is Monday going to be Octopus Day?
Did I just say I wanted to talk about it?
Can we confirm that it's Monday so I can prepare mentally?
Monday is the 8th.
This is exactly like a conversation with my wife, though. Hey, I'm going to tell you this, but I don't want to talk about it any further, and then you get 20 questions about it afterwards.
And then you say, well, I'm not talking about it further, but I just have to know this one thing, which I guess essentially is talking about it further, but I do just have to know this one thing. Just let me confirm, Octopus Day is Monday, so I can put it in my calendar.
I seem to remember putting it in my calendar when the CEO told us. The 8th of every month.
Oh, well, the CEO's on vacation today.
Yeah, you really need to watch those videos. The CEO announcements.
I really do. Who's the CEO today? Who's going to keep us in line?
The acting CEO?
Mm-hmm.
Pick one of these guys.
Which one is this?
That's Bodhi.
Bodhi. I like the way Bodhi sleeps. Let's pick Bodhi.
Bodhi!
All right. The day of Bodhi. All right, let us move on now to the sports talk portion of today's show. We will start with Actually, it's a big guest Friday.
Yeah, it is.
So we have John Klingberg scheduled. He plays for the Dallas Stars. This is our Tyler Seguin show without Tyler Seguin series because Tyler is still rehabbing from injury, so... We'll be back with Tyler someday, but in the meantime, we'll just get a different Dallas Star every week. This week, it's John Klingberg, and he has a very, very interesting story to tell about what he's doing today. And then later, we will talk Rangers, Mino.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to preview the Rangers. We're going to play Chilean Miner or Texas Ranger as Emily Jones will join us.
My girl.
Tell us all about the Texas Rangers. But first, we will start with DFW Sports Today. And a positive note, as Luka was drafted by LeBron, we get into it next.